Hans Eysenck came along and took a different approach. He first came up with two dimensions of personality, extroversion and neuroticism, which in this graph you can see map onto the conceptualizations that stems back to the ancient Greeks. That's kind of cool and really does provide support for the premise that these are important distinctions that can be observed in people. Extroverts are more sociable and active, introverts quieter and more reserved. You do remember where these terms were first introduced, from Jung, though he offered a more psychoanalytic spin. Neuroticism refers to emotional stability. High neurotics tend to overreact emotionally. Though people with high neuroticism do have an increased likelihood of mental disorders such as depression, anxiety, phobia, and panic disorders, here neuroticism doesn't refer to the presence of a disorder, in contrast to the way the term was traditionally used in psychoanalysis. Later, Eysenck added a third factor, psychoticism, which is related to impulse control and at high levels is associated with a predisposition to psychotic disorders.